Slug's print edition streets the first Friday of every month. Find it any place cool or online. More information available at slugmag.com.
This is Slug Sound Waves. This is Spock. I'm with the band Way. Our band members consist of Mike Sasich, Eli Morrison, Anna Kennedy, and Trevor Goss. We got three record release shows coming up. On March 10th, we're over at the Urban Lounge with Starmie and Magna Vega. Then the following week, on the 16th, we're up at Brewski's in Ogden with Magna Vega again. So awesome. So cool. And then at the end of the month, we're doing something kind of different. We're on the 30th. We're up at Molly Green's at Brighton Resort. And we're going to do a couple sets up there. I guess they call it a pre-ski type of thing. And Bohemian Brewery is taking over the taps that day. So there's going to be flowing boho brew all afternoon via those guys. So we're feeling pretty good and excited about this month of March. You know, get our album out there and play for people that might not have heard us yet. Growing up in North Bay, California, my father and his brothers are all from Ecuador. And they used to shoot us down there every summer for about 3 months while school was out. And one summer, my older brother and I got to go down there just by ourselves. I had to be about 7 or 8, and he was about 12 or so. Talk about kids on the loose in Quito, Ecuador, unsupervised, all over the place. I got my cousin's bike stolen from the grocery store that I would always go to buy all the South American sugar treats. I would constantly fight with my other cousin, pulling hair and punching. I mean, we were little rapscallion punks, you know, really out of control. So there'd always been Spanish in my life growing up. So growing up, you know, just know enough Spanish to get into trouble and not enough to get out. Trying to find a band name, you know, that's like the holy grail of them all. You know, you think you find something, and then, you know, in this day and age, you can look it up and see if anybody else has it. Oh, okay, there are like 20 other of those bands with the same name. So it takes some time to find something that hasn't been touched upon. And I started thinking about the Robert Rodriguez movie, El Mariachi, which is so fun. You know, the first one is all in Spanish. I remember the scene in the bar where the principal character walks in and goes to the bartender and says, "Una cerveza." And he looks at him, he's like, "En botella." Wait. The guy just looks all cross-eyed at him. Like, and I figured, whoa, what does that word mean? That's got to mean something really cool. So I looked it up and found out that it can be derogatory. It can be a term of endearment, depending upon how it's used. So I just stuck with me. I'm like, okay, I think I found this. And I always like to shoot things back to my older brother because he really guided me through a lot of stuff musically. And I shot him that name for a band, and he's like, "Way good." I'm like, okay, I guess I have a name now. So we went on from that. Let's talk about how this project kind of got together. It was just the drummer and I right off the bat. And then we knew that we wanted to get Mike Sasich in the mix because we had worked with him before. And we're pretty sure that he'd be game for it. The question was who was going to be the second guitar player. I had a couple people in mind, and chatted up Eli Morrison and gave him a cassette, a live drum and bass cassette. And he checked it out and he liked it. His first comment was, "You're out of tune by half a step." Like, yeah, probably. I don't have a tuner. We started getting together and working on the songs, and he came in with a lot of help on some certain parts because some things were just not totally finished. And we're getting it all together. We're getting with Mike every once in a while, coming with the songs complete, because I know that I want to record an album, and I know I want to put it on vinyl. Something I can give to my kids, something I can share with my friends and family. One of the tracks I had played for my wife on acoustic guitar. I'm like, "Yeah, check this one out. It's the Bark song." She said, "This sounds like a duet." Holy shit. This is a total duet. So we're in the studio and we need a female voice on this one song to do a duet. And both Eli and Mike look at each other and like, "You need Anna Kennedy." And man, were they on the money. you know, she laid down the track, and immediately I brought in another song and said, do you want to try this one? By the end of the session, I'm talking to her, and I'm like, I've been talking with the guys. Are you busy? Do you want to be in the band with us? And she's like, oh, yeah. I actually tried to list all the bands I've been in since I was a kid. My brother starts up a band with his friends. They call themselves The Fringe, and they're kind of this power pop cover band. You know, he's mixing songs by The Kinks and The Jam and, you know, just all kinds of stuff like that, as well as writing his own material. He knows that I'm playing bass in my ninth grade punk rock band, Carnage. And so he's like, you want to play bass on these songs? I'm like, hey, I just like playing, sure. So I learned all the songs, all 40 of them. So it's just all this kid playing stuff. We didn't know that this is an oddity because we're just all little teenagers. And there's a radio station out of Berkeley. It's like a college station. And they had the Maximum Rock and Roll radio show. Tim Yohannan and all those guys. Jello Biafra and whatnot. We're always recording our practices on a little Radio Shack cassette player, built-in microphone. Send it in. Oh, my God, they start playing us on the radio. And, you know, being a little 14, 15-year-old boy listening to his punk rock show on Tuesday nights, and all of a sudden you start hearing your song on the radio, you're just beside yourself. The funny thing about lyrics and vocals is sometimes people don't even fully hear what's being said until you're tracking them, or you're just working on a acapella or something like that. And then people start going, oh, that's what you're saying there. I have no idea. Okay. Track one on the album called Rover on Explorer. If you read it, like Mars Rover on the Explorer rocket or something, what, you know, is it some kind of space thing or something? But truth of the matter is I work in the winter times at a Brighton ski resort on our learner hill, our bunny hill. That chairlift is called Explorer. And because of the work that we do in the snow sports school, little kids can't ride those chairs by themselves. They need to have somebody, an adult, riding with them. So we'll send people down to the base of the chairlift, and we call them rovers. So they have to connect with the class, and they'll ride the chairlift with the kids. So if you take a look at the lyrics, you can read it in one way and try and fashion it, but not knowing what it's really about, then you'll go, oh, that's just genius or really stupid. I'm not sure which yet, but it sure is a hell of a lot of fun to sing. During this whole time of writing the music and getting this all together, my wife's health took a really bad turn, and she wasn't doing very good at all. Even some of the lyrics on some of the songs, I can look back and say, oh yeah, this was the dark times, you know. All I could think when I was in the studio was, if she could just hold it together a little bit longer so I could get this recorded and done. So I go into the booth, and I just go for it. There's 9 songs. Mike likes to do 3 vocal tracks for each song, and we pick out the best lines. So it's a real process. Before I know it, I'm like more than halfway through all the numbers. And Greg Shaw's engineering at the moment, he's behind the board, and he's just pumping me up with good vibes and good thoughts. Like, yeah, man, I haven't heard anybody stay in the pocket this long. Just keep going. You got it, man. You got it. And there's some lines during that recording session, during the vocal recording session, where I'm on the verge of tears because they're, you know, about my wife. And I have to kind of step away from the mic at the end because I'm fucking sobbing, you know. And I don't know if they can hear it. I mean, they got to hear it, but do they know what's going on? So that was real. Yeah, real. Real cathartic. And and to this day, we're still trying to get my wife where she needs to be, back to where she was. You know, chronic pain and all of it that goes along with that is a nasty, nasty, nasty thing. It can lead you to a lot of dark places and come out the other side. Compared to where we were, it is night and day, but she still has a long way to go. I'm very proud of that woman. Well, it's a goddamn shame we're all getting
screwed. Lost in any window. Skateboarding. I've been skating for most of my life. It's shaped pretty much everything that I am. I had already gotten into new wave and some punk rock before the other skaters really had. So once the skaters started getting into it, it was in the magazines. It all made sense. It all blended us together. You know, skating is an individualistic, anarchistic passion, and I needed to make money. there was this guy up at Brighton. He was a park and rec guy. And he said that his bike skateboard camp, they needed a new skateboard instructor. And actually, the bike guy was leaving. I said, no, I don't want to be a skate coach. Are you kidding me? And he said, you'd be good at it. You'd be awesome at it. You make some scratch. He was absolutely right. I loved it, and I approached other park and rec departments after a while, and it just blossomed out, and it's so much fun because kids are awesome, and I got a great staff of instructors that help me out. It's just a great way to spend the weekday mornings, Monday through Saturday mornings, six different locations, SpockSkateCamp.com, and see a bunch of videos that are truly hilarious. Trying to sell the camps to people, and it's got a good cheese factor, so it's worth a gander. That's my summers, you know, winters up at Brighton, summers doing skateboarding. Queued up next for your listening pleasure is Way performing their number one, soon to be greatest hit of all time, Castanets for Bayonets.
Yeah.
We have a Bandcamp page, weymusic.bandcamp.com. You can find us also on that Facebook page stuff.
No plans this weekend? Hit up Slug Magazine's daily calendar and never have another Friday night in.